Good morning. And to you on the West Coast, East Coast, good afternoon. Today I'm going to be in Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to give you a nice warm and fuzzy message. I'm going to make you feel good. Right. This has been on my mind and on my heart for a few days. Actually, more than that. And I was out in prayer yesterday. The Lord was showing me some stuff. You've heard me talk about years and years ago. The Lord gave me a commandment that I should not speak nor utter a word except yea or nay for 7 days, except to preach, to pray, or to sing praises. But in no time could I speak a word concerning anything except yes or no. Could not defend myself, could not justify myself. For 7 days, and his motivation was pretty strong. And it was amazing how many Christians came out of the woodwork trying to get me to break it. The non-believers didn't, but the Christians did. But I didn't break it. And at the end of that 7 days, God blessed me with a blessing that is just cannot, there's no way I can describe it. It was standing in the midst of his Shekinah glory. It was awesome. But he's shown me another thing recently. And I'm going to start practicing that. But I'm not going to practice it for 7 days. I'm going to practice it to the day I die. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 14, or chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now notice, then, is italicized. It means they added it to clarify. But I want you to take it out of there for a minute and read it as it was originally. Follow peace with all. Follow peace with all. Men, women, children, makes no difference. Follow peace with all and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Let me tell you what the Lord showed me on this. And how it applies to us as Christians. It's a very simple thing to follow peace. One of the things we do, and it's so common in human nature, is we will say things about others that we're not willing to say to them. It's easy to go and complain to somebody about somebody when we don't have the nerve or the compassion or the love to go to that person and express what we feel, right or wrong. When you do that, you're not following peace. And not only are you not following peace, you're causing others to not follow peace. And eventually, a root of bitterness begins to spring up. You become bitter toward that person. So that no matter what they do, you cannot see the good they do. All you can see is what you're complaining about. And they may not even know because you don't have the love and the courage to go share it with them. This bitterness springs up. And it's not going to hurt them unless they let it spring up in them. But it can cause you to fail. Let's read that again. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. If you can't get this right, I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how much you sing. I don't care how much you jumping down and you go hallelujah and praise God and glory, 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 glory. I don't care how much you do it. If you can't get it right, you will not see the Lord. Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. What does that mean, to fail of the grace of God? God has given you grace for your sins. Amen. God has given you grace for your sins. Can you not give that grace to others for their sin? Even if it be against you? When Stephen was being stoned, did he curse those that stoned him? Did he complain about it? No, he blessed God and asked God to forgive them because they didn't understand what they were doing. He followed the grace. Do you follow the grace? When somebody does something that you think harms you, or hurt your feelings, or something you don't like, do you follow the grace by forgiving that person and forbearing that person? Or do you go around and let a bitter root come up inside of you and go around and try to bring others into your bitterness? This is the church of God. Not just those in this room, but those that are listening, be it by satellite or by internet or by tape or whatever. You're hearing this. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're part of His body. You're part of His church. It's time we act like it. It's time we act like it and walk in it. If you go back to Hebrews 4, nope, that's not what I wanted. Ephesians 4, I'm sorry. Go back to Ephesians 4. Starting with verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. Every believer in Jesus Christ is called to a vocation. And there are how many vocations? Anybody know? Five. There are five vocations in Jesus Christ. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Every believer is to attain to one of those vocations. A student that never graduates is worthless. a Christian that never grows beyond being a pew warmer is worthless. Every believer is to attain to one of those five. They're all important. But you must walk worthy of it. Let's see what it says here. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. What is that? Forbearing one another in love. That means putting up with each other's stupidity. That means putting up with each other's attitudes. That means putting up with each other's faults. In the same love that God puts up with you. You're going to be a teacher, praise God. You're going to be a minister or evangelist, a pastor, a prophet, hallelujah. You want to be an apostle? You better learn to get this part right. Because without it, you're not walking worthy of that vocation. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That goes back to what we read in Hebrews. The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Why do we want to fight with one another? Why do we want to contend with one another when we all want the same thing? We all want to serve the Lord. We all want to love Him, and we want Him to love us. We want to be loved. Amen? Everybody here wants to be loved. Then love others. Love others, even if they're unlovable. And God will bless you mightily in it. And let's not let a root of bitterness spring up in us. I'm going to go back to Hebrews 12 for a minute. Was I in Hebrews 12 or where was I in Hebrews 4? Yeah. Let's look at what happens when a root of bitterness steps in. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Now, a fornicator and profane person, that covers a lot of territory. That covers a lot of territory. What happens when you let a root of bitterness come in? You may not go out and become a fornicator, but you really will become profane in the sight of God. God forbid, none of us want that. Amen? Let's seek after peace. Let's walk worthy in that which God has called us to walk in. And from now on, to avoid that root of bitterness, Speak only those things that are good, only those things that are holy, only those things that are righteous to one another. And if you can't say a thing to a person's face, then bless God, you've got no business saying it to anybody else. Don't come to me telling me if you can't tell them. Amen. Amen.